Running a marathon is a serious commitment, which is why those preparing for one tend to talk and post and tweet about little else. Maybe you've tracked a friend's training regimen or marathon progress through photos or electronic updates, leaving you feeling inspired or kind of lazy. Our next guest has come up with a project that allows anyone to experience the glory and admiration of a marathoner without all the sweat, shin splints, or pulled hammies. Kyle Sheely is an internet humorist and director of Ridiculo.us. He's behind the Kickstarter project called Run Free 2013, equal parts prank and global online experiment. Kyle, thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
So what exactly is Run Free 2013?
Run Free 2013, you kind of nailed it on the head. It is sort of equal parts prank and experiment. We are faking a marathon using social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, that sort of thing.
How does one fake a marathon using instant, you know, in social media?
Well, basically what we're going to do is we're producing just about everything that a regular marathon would have. So we're having race bib numbers made and race medals and race T-shirts, and we've got sponsors and all that kind of stuff. The only thing is there's not any running. So someone who signs up will get their race packet in the mail with their stuff in it. And, you know, just like a regular runner would do, they would take a picture of that and post it online. You know, I've got my registration packet. And then on the day of the race, February 2nd, 2013, we're going to have hundreds of people around the across the country and around the world now taking pictures of themselves pretending to run. And we've got pictures, we've got groups of people doing it, groups of anywhere from 5 to 15 people, and some individuals doing it, and then just posting those pictures like a regular marathoner would do, except for they're not actually running. They're just pretending to run for that 5 seconds of the picture, then posting it online.
So you're poking a little fun at Facebook and that kind of online bravado, you know, this is what I do. But it's a pretty interesting experience. Is there the hope that enough participants might convince people that the marathon is real?
Yeah, we're kind of just wanting to see what happens with it. We're being very upfront that it's not real, and yet at the same time we know that there are so many things online that it's very easy to Google and debunk something, but it gets spread as if it's true anyways. I mean, you saw this a lot with the hurricane. There were different mm-hmm. pictures of things that were from months or years earlier or that turned out to be Photoshopped, but nobody took the time to say, hey, is this even real? And they just kind of forwarded it on as if it were happening. So even though we're being very upfront saying, no, it's fake, I mean, if you go to our website, if you Google it, it's very obvious this is a fake marathon. But I'm sure there'll still be lots of people that say, oh, yeah, look at this cool thing. There's all these people around the world doing this. So,
well, adding to the appeal of it, I see that the early bird registration is sold out.
Oh, yeah, that sold out within the first day. So we had our goal was just to raise $1,000 to print, you know, enough things to do, like maybe 100 people or so. But we passed that $1,000 goal within the first 48 minutes of the campaign. And we've raised almost $11,000 now in the first 2 weeks. And so it's
phenomenal.
Really taken off.
Well, yeah. What are the costs that you need Kickstarter funding for?
Just to produce the materials. So the medals and the bibs and the T-shirts, and then cost of producing those and then shipping them out to everyone, and all that kind of stuff. Everything, you know, we kind of say that we're doing everything a real marathon is doing. We're just not shutting down streets and running porta potties. So all of that stuff costs money to do, but we tried to price it really, really cheap. So it's just $10 if you just want the, you know, the bib and the race packet and your name on the site with the race time and all that, and a T-shirt, I think it's $25 with, you know, all that other stuff in a T-shirt, and it kind of goes up from there. But we try to keep it much, much lower than a regular marathon would cost.
Okay, quickly, remind us of the date.
It's February 2nd, 2013, but registrations are going on now at Kickstarter. You can just go to runfreerace.com, and it will redirect right there. And the Kickstarter campaign ends the 30th of this month, and then we've got kind of some training intervals in between there, and then the race is February 2nd.
Well, let's hear it for all of those warming up for the non-marathon. Thank you so much, Kyle, for joining us.
Thank you, Virginia. Have a great day.
Kyle Sheely, internet humorist and co-creator of Ridiculo.us. Get it? Ridiculous. Official sponsors of the Run Free 2013 Not Marathon. You'll find links to Sheely's Kickstarter page for the Run Free Marathon at wordofmouthradio.org. Why not sign up yourself?